American Language Course, Book 24, Tape 2A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the underlined words in the paragraphs. Then repeat them.
Aviation. Aviation. Aircraft. Aircraft. Feared. Feared. Concerned. Concerned. Concentrate. Concentrate. Fear. Fear. Attitude. Attitude. Maneuvering. Maneuvering. Ignored. Ignored.
Look at the paragraphs and listen to the story. Don't repeat.
Ever since he could remember, Alan had been interested in flying. If a movie was about aviation, he watched it. If a book had pictures of airplanes or helicopters in it, he read it. By the time he was 10, he could identify more different types of aircraft than most adults. When Alan's teachers reported that he sometimes paid no attention to them, his parents feared that he might not be able to hear well. However, the doctor found nothing physically wrong with Alan. As far as the doctor was concerned, Alan's problem was that he just didn't want to concentrate on his schoolwork. Alan knew that there was no cause for fear. His ears were all right, and his attitude was good. In general, he liked school. The trouble was that when he heard an airplane fly over, he began to imagine that he was a jet pilot maneuvering his own airplane through the sky. Then he ignored everything else.
Look at the paragraphs again and answer some questions about the story. Use the underlined words in your answers.
What kind of movies did Alan watch? Repeat. He watched movies about aviation. What could he do by the time he was 10? Repeat. He could identify more different types of aircraft than most adults. When Alan's teachers said that he sometimes paid no attention to them, what did his parents fear? Repeat. They feared that he might not be able to hear well. In the doctor's opinion, what was Alan's problem? Repeat. As far as the doctor was concerned, Alan's problem was that he just didn't want to concentrate on his schoolwork. Did Alan think there was any reason for his parents to be afraid? Repeat. No, he knew there was no cause for fear. Did Alan like school? Repeat. Yes, his attitude was good. What did Alan imagine when he heard an airplane fly over? Repeat. He imagined that he was a jet pilot. Maneuvering his own airplane through the sky. When Alan imagined that he was a pilot, did he pay attention to anything else? Repeat. No, he ignored everything else.
Now look at figure 2 and repeat the words and sentences.
Number 1. Cross off. Cross off. Cross out. Cross out. Please cross my name off the list. Just cross out the wrong answer and write the correct one. Number 2. Disaster. Disaster. That crash was one of the worst disasters in aviation history. Number 3. Discard. Discard. John saves his canceled checks. He doesn't discard them. Number 4. Keep track of. Keep track of. Have you kept track of the money you've spent this month? Number 5. Lose track of. Lose track of. I'm sorry I'm late. I lost track of the time. Number 6. Maneuver. Maneuver. Parking a large vehicle in a small space is a difficult maneuver. Number 7. Panel. Panel. A panel of experts will meet soon to discuss the problem. The switches that control the machine are on this panel. Number 8. Precise. Precise. I don't know the general's precise age, but he must be about 60. Number 9. Precaution. Precaution. As a precaution against electrical shock, you should unplug an appliance before repairing it. Number 10. Propel. Propel. That type of aircraft is propelled by 3 jet engines.
Please look at figure 3. Listen to the paragraphs and write the missing words. Use the words in the box to complete the sentences.
When Alan was 21, he joined the Air Force and applied for pilot training. A panel of officers examined his application and approved it. When Alan heard that he had been accepted, he began counting the days until his first flight. As each day passed, he crossed it off on his calendar. He never lost track of the date. However, the student pilots weren't allowed to fly right away. First, they were taught the safety precautions they'd need to take. The procedures were very precise. The students had to know exactly what to do in every situation. The academic instructors made it quite clear that not following the procedures could lead to disaster. The students were given so much information to memorize that it was hard for them to keep track of it all. They were concerned with learning the characteristics of the airplane they'd be flying and the maneuvers it was designed to perform. They also studied the engines that propel the aircraft. Alan soon discarded the idea that graduating from pilot training would be easy. The fear of failure made him concentrate harder than he ever had before.
Listen to the paragraphs again and check the words you wrote.
When Alan was 21, he joined the Air Force and applied for pilot training. A panel of officers examined his application and approved it. When Alan heard that he had been accepted, he began counting the days until his first flight. As each day passed, he crossed it off on his calendar. He never lost track of the date. However, the student pilots weren't allowed to fly right away. First, they were taught the safety precautions they'd need to take. The procedures were very precise. The students had to know exactly what to do in every situation. The academic instructors made it quite clear that not following the procedures could lead to disaster. The students were given so much information to memorize that it was hard for them to keep track of it all. They were concerned with learning the characteristics of the airplane they'd be flying and the maneuvers it was designed to perform. They also studied the engines that propel the aircraft. Alan soon discarded the idea that graduating from pilot training would be easy. The fear of failure made him concentrate harder than he ever had before.
Now look at the paragraphs again and answer some questions. Use the words you wrote in the blanks.
Did only one officer approve Alan's application? Repeat. No, a panel of officers approved it. How did he mark the days on his calendar? Repeat. He crossed them off. Did Alan always know what the date was? Repeat. Yes, he never lost track of it. What were the students taught before they were allowed to fly? Repeat, they were taught safety precautions. Did the procedures tell the students exactly what to do? Repeat, yes, they were very precise. Could not following the procedures cause a serious accident? Repeat, yes, it could lead to disaster. Was it easy for the students to remember all of the information they were given? Repeat, no, it was hard for them to keep track of it. What were they interested in learning about the airplane they'd be flying? Repeat, they were concerned with learning its characteristics, and the maneuvers it was designed to perform. Did they study the engines that provide the airplane with power? Repeat. Yes, they studied the engines that propel the aircraft.
Now go to figure 4 and look at the drawings. They show the first airplane that Alan flew. Listen to the names of some of the parts of the airplane, then repeat them.
Number 1. Propeller. Propeller. Number 2. Wing. Wing. Number 3. Cockpit. Cockpit. Number 4. Windscreen. Windscreen. Windshield. Windshield. Number 5. Fuselage. Fuselage. Number 6. Flaps. Flaps. Number 7. Tail. Tail.
Look at the drawings again and listen to the descriptions of the labeled parts. Don't repeat.
Number 1. A propeller has two or more blades. It turns at a high rate of speed and pulls the aircraft forward through the air. The propeller of a single-engine aircraft is usually attached to its nose. Number 2. The wings are attached to the aircraft's main body. The force that lifts an airplane and supports it in flight is provided by air passing over and under its wings. Number 3. The cockpit is the area in which the pilot works. It contains the aircraft's controls and seats for the number of pilots required to fly the aircraft. Number 4. The windscreen is made of special plastic and allows the pilot to see out. An airplane's windscreen is like the windshield of a car. Number 5. The main body of an aircraft is called the fuselage. The wings are attached to the fuselage, and the cockpit is in its forward section. Number 6. Flaps are attached to the rear edges of an aircraft's wings. They're lowered to allow slower landings and also to increase lift during takeoff. When raised, they're level with the top of the wing. Number 7. The tail is the rear end of the aircraft. It contains movable surfaces that permit the pilot to change the aircraft's direction and altitude. The tail also keeps the aircraft steady during flight.
Listen to the descriptions again.
Number 1. A propeller has two or more blades. It turns at a high rate of speed and pulls the aircraft forward through the air. The propeller of a single-engine aircraft is usually attached to its nose. Number 2. The wings are attached to the aircraft's main body. The force that lifts an airplane and supports it in flight is provided by air passing over and under its wings. Number 3. The cockpit is the area in which the pilot works. It contains the aircraft's controls and seats for the number of pilots required to fly the aircraft. Number 4. The windscreen is made of special plastic and allows the pilot to see out. An airplane's windscreen is like the windshield of a car. Number 5. The main body of an aircraft is called the fuselage. The wings are attached to the fuselage and the cockpit is in its forward section. Number 6. Flaps are attached to the rear edges of an aircraft's wings. They're lowered to allow slower landings and also to increase lift during takeoff. When raised, they're level with the top of the wing. Number 7. The tail is the rear end of the aircraft. It contains movable surfaces that permit the pilot to change the aircraft's direction and altitude. The tail also keeps the aircraft steady during flight.
Look at Figure 5. Listen to a statement about one of the parts of an airplane. If the statement is true, circle T. If it is false, circle F. Be sure to refer to the drawings in Figure 4 if you need to.
Number 1. A propeller has only one blade. Number 2. The wings are attached to the fuselage. Number 3. The cockpit is the main body of the aircraft. Number 4. The rear end of an aircraft is called the tail. Number 5. The area where the pilot sits is called the cockpit. Number 6. The windscreen is made of metal. Number 7. The flaps are attached to the rear edge of the wings.
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is false. A propeller doesn't have just one blade. Repeat, a propeller has two or more blades. Number 2 is true. Repeat, the wings are attached to the fuselage. Number 3 is false. The fuselage, not the cockpit, is the main body of the aircraft. Repeat, the fuselage is the main body of the aircraft. Number 4 is true. Repeat, the rear end of an aircraft is called the tail. Number 5 is true. Repeat, the area where the pilot sits is called the cockpit. Number 6 is false. The windscreen is made of special plastic, not metal. Repeat. The windscreen is made of special plastic. Number 7 is true. Repeat. The flaps are attached to the rear edge of the wings.
This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 24.